So I suppose the most outstanding issue that's come to light has been that the equations that marine architects use to make stability reports for the vessels, which are these functional report cards that tell you how safe the boat is, relative to how much weight it can bear, how much equipment, how much crab pots, what kind of seas it can interact with safely, and how much ice it can bear before it has a serious weight problem. So the main problem stems from the way that the weight of the ice is calculated. So when a crab pot boat is moving along, there's spray coming up from the sea, and I've heard it described by one retired mariner as if like magic, it instantly freezes on the mesh and the steel frame structures of these crab pots. Over time, this ice builds up and it creates a lot of weight. But there's a problem with the way that this weight has been calculated. So right now, the way that these weights are calculated for stability reports is they take the long sides of the crab pot stack, which is all the pots together on the deck of the boat, and they just assume that ice is freezing on there, and as well maybe as the front and back sides, depending on whether or not they have any sort of shielding on them. Now, the problem with this is that it's three-dimensional. It's freezing all over these crab pots. So what they're doing is they're taking a surface area calculation of the amount of ice when they should be doing a volume-based calculation. But this is compounded by the fact that there isn't actually much information on how much these pots weigh. Some engineers have estimated that it's around 300 pounds. There was one study that was commissioned by the board on the Polar Star, the Coast Guard heavy icebreaker that just went up to the Arctic. They ultimately found that over 2,000 pounds of ice had accumulated on this crab pot, which is a lot more than the estimate of 300 pounds.
That equation that tells the captain, it tells the company that owns the boat how much they can load onto it, that might be flawed for a lot of other boats, it sounds like.
Yes, I mean, if the math is wrong, it's no telling how far that this could extend. Now, plainly, the sinkings are quite rare. This doesn't mean that like the boats are in a state of constant peril, but it could imply that the safe bearing weights of these boats could actually be less than what is currently being calculated.
So there may be some broad issues there, but it sounds like there might be some really specific problems specific to the Scandies Rose that have been identified as well, right?
That is true. So, as of the testimony from today, the Coast Guard called on a witness, and he was assigned the task of creating one of these stability reports for the Scandies Rose, and then comparing that stability report to the existing one that the Scandies Rose captain would have had. Now, there are a series of fairly remarkable differences between these reports. The Scandies Rose reports didn't actually have down flooding points. These boats are powered by combustion engines, right? They have exhaust, and the exhaust port evidently is something that water could get in through and then get into the engine room, which would cause a serious problem. Now, in order for something like this to happen, you'd have to tilt the boat fairly substantially on its side. But if you have a stability report that doesn't include the existence of these down flooding ports, you could, in theory, pretty seriously overestimate the amount of weight it can bear on one side, the amount of list it can have before you're in serious trouble.
So maybe it's too early to say, but has anybody either testifying in the hearing or the mariners that you've spoken to commented on what this might mean in the future for other crab boats?
It's fairly speculatory as of yet, but some of the naval architects who gave testimony for this said that there absolutely should be investigation on the part of the Coast Guard to have a serious examination particular to crab pots and how they would accumulate ice weight over time, so that when they ultimately make these stability reports, they can have accurate information to that end. And to further that goal, actually, that is why the Marine Board commissioned that most recent, earlier mentioned experiment on the deck of the Polar Star to try and make some determination about that. And this was, in fact, specific to this hearing.
All right. Well, the hearing continues, and we trust that you will continue to follow it. KMXT's Dylan Samard. Dylan, thanks for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.